escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A couple things to listen for. Rumors that Jeff Rieger is going to bring some helium for his show with Wojo today.
That could be an improvement.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
And at the end of this hour, a live rendition of Whoa Canada. Stoney's in for the middays.
We're hoping so. I just
live
I
in concert.
Now.
Michael yeah. Stephen Stone. Mm-hmm. Can we get a Whoa Canada from him at the end of the hour?
Have you asked him yet?
Is he in?
Yeah,
he's in.
Yeah,
we'll talk to him in the next
in the next break there.
Yeah. He's going to be game. Come on.
Oh, sure.
This is his thing.
He's been doing it for decades.
And I don't want the recorded. I want the live.
My only question would be is that is he saving it for his show after all?
Selfish.
Well, he might. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't seem to be that selfish, but
he could do two renditions. He'll sing the whole hour.
And then you'll have him with Doug and say, you'll hear it at 10:35.
So we got some fun stuff. I thought it'd be a good idea to kick off the NHL offseason today for the Red Wings by impersonating Steve Yzerman. I want to improve the organization, John.
Okay.
And instead of telling people no and no, I want to tell them yes and yes. They're not one player away, so I want to go out and add two impact players. Okay?
Sounds good to me.
So here's what I decided. We're sending Justin Hull to outer space like the ball Riley Green hit last night. I'm buying out Justin Hull. He never should have been playing a year ago. He was in the press box two seasons ago. Bye-bye. Vlad Tarasenko. It's well documented. Didn't work out for either side. Sending him to Siberia, attaching a fourth-round pick the way they did with Fabry, will get future considerations back. Trying to clean up some of the mess that Steve's made.
Okay, two out.
Yeah. Patrick Kane's coming back, mutual interest, second-line winger. Let's get it done. One-year deal. Okay? Now here's where we get bold. And I want to know from the hockey elite, if I know Puck, if this is appealing to you. And even if you're just a hockey casual. Like, John, does this move the needle? Okay. The first move is I'm pursuing and signing Aaron Ekblad, defenseman from the Florida Panthers. A lot has been made about Larkin's leadership and does his team have the right mentality and makeup. Ekblad has that in spades. He's a tough, physical winner. He wears a letter for Florida. He's a leader in that locker room. Right shot defensemen are valuable. He secures my top two pairs on defense. He makes me harder to play against. He can run a power play. He can play the PK. He is an all situations defenseman. Can we land him? I just freed up extra cap space. I'd sure hope so. He grew up in Windsor. He grew up a Nick Lidstrom Detroit Red Wing fan. I am making a push for him in free agency. He is my big free agent target. But he's not the only move I'm making. See, I think Yzerman's going to need to get creative this offseason because the cap's going up for everybody and he's going to have to come to terms with term. And the better strategy is going to be to seek out a trade. Hockey insiders insist that Dallas is shopping Jason Robertson, 25 years old, top line winger, multiple 40 goal seasons, multiple Selke finishes. He's not a soft player. He was one of the only guys that scored for Dallas in the Western Final. So why are they trading him? I don't know, but Jim Nill has a connection to Steve. You pick up the phone and you explore. The thought is they want to shed salary. They want to reboot a little bit. They need the space to keep Duchesne and Ben and refresh. So I took a trade proposal from Max Boltman of The Athletic, and I tweaked it just a little bit. He had the Wings giving up their 13th pick in the first round, which I have no interest in using. I'm trying to push the organization forward. A first, a second, and it's got to be a young player. He had Danielson. I would say Brantzig Nygaard is one of those young, hey, maybe a year away, cheap piece for Dallas to keep things rolling. Got to give to get. I'm essentially giving him two firsts and a second to get Jason Robertson, and I will take back the Dumba contract that they're trying to dump. That frees up $11 million in cap space for them. I get my top line winger, and if you're wondering, is there a connection to the state of Michigan? You bet there always is. Robertson grew up in Northville, Michigan. I got to extend him. Cap's going up. I'm willing to do it. Those are two bold moves. Did I sell you on the Wiser plan? 248-539-9797.
So two out, two in, and you retain another one.
Yep.
I like the way that you're managing the cap.
I still have about $1 million to $2 million freed up, give or take, to finesse this.
Yeah. Here's what I, two things I like. One, I like the youth of Robertson, because you put him with Mo Sider, Lucas Raymond, and some of the other young players that we think will be here, whether it's this year or in the near future. You're making this team better now, but you're also making it better for the years to come. So this kind of answers the question. It's not just a one-off to get into the playoffs.
No, this probably means
first opportunity to get into the playoffs and then continue to build and become a Stanley Cup contender.
This is not a get in the playoffs offseason. You would be a playoff team who could win in the playoffs. Now, I'm not telling you this is turnkey, go win the Stanley Cup. I'm not a miracle worker. Steve wanted the Mrazek contract for some reason. I found it difficult to improve everything in one offseason, but I think this is an aggressive way to do it. Rather than sitting around in this malaise that the organization is in, get off your butt and do something about it, right? Rather than just waiting for all the young players to hit and we'll have the deepest, best hockey team of all time. I think that's a silly way to do this, to exclusively rely on the draft.
And the thing I like about Ekblad is, it makes your defense better. He does all of those things, but it's the toughness. What did we talk about this team? And we've talked about it for three Marches in a row. You get to the end of the season, or at least that last third of the season, when you're relying on toughness. And we saw, how did these teams play throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Yeah.
You've got to have a physical component. That has been missing from the Detroit Red Wings.
And Ekblad would give it to you in spades. And if you want to add more, well, you got to get creative, because I'm still dealing with the Cup and Comfort contracts. I'm dealing with a bad Mrazek contract. I mean, he could be even more creative and more bold and more aggressive than what I threw out there. But what I'm creating is a better organization for the Wings moving forward. And then there's a question about Axel Sandin Pelikka.
Yeah.
Because Ekblad's a right shot D. Am I blocking Pelikka? Here's what I would say.
We're a couple years away.
We are. I can't imagine Yzerman's going to jump the gun and put him on the roster this year. He'll likely be in Grand Rapids all next season. Love it or hate it, that's the way they do things. When he comes up, the ability to put him on the third pair, shelter him a little bit, not overexpose him, would be beneficial for a young defenseman. And if he is this bright star that everybody thinks he is, I have the best right side in all of hockey. With Ekblad and Sider and Pelikka, right shot D are hard to find. I'd have the best in the sport if he pans out.
So you're asking Steve Yzerman to do a couple of things that he hasn't done in his time in Detroit, and that is go out and sign, spend money and give term in free agency.
Yes.
And then also give up some of those very prized picks.
And prospects.
Yeah, that he hasn't wanted to part with in a trade. So I'll ask this question. If there was only one of these moves that Steve Yzerman got outside what we know as the comfort zone, which one is most likely, the trade or the free agent signing?
Well, the free agent signing is easier, right? It doesn't require you to give up your capital.
That's not the question.
Are you asking me to pick or for him to pick?
No. What do you think Steve Yzerman would do if he was?
I think he's more likely to add Ekblad
in free agency.
Yes. And you could say you prefer it because they need snarl on defense.
Yeah.
The Robertson move requires Dallas to play ball, requires Steve to give up prospects and picks and officially exit the rebuild phase. He did it for DeBrincat. This would be more than for DeBrincat. This would be giving up a guy he's already drafted and firsts and seconds. Well, a first and a second. Ticket text 248-539-9797. First response. God, I wish Steve was fired after the season, because the offseason you laid out is amazing and Steve's not going to come close to doing anything like this. The Yzer plan is to suck, continue to suck, but not suck so bad they have a chance to win the lottery, blow money on washed up free agents so they stay above the salary floor, but bad enough that they continue to suck. That's from a season ticket holder, Drew in Woodhaven. Clearly not happy. I actually really like these moves. The only addendum is, while we aren't miracle workers, Steve will have to address the goalie situation. It's currently not acceptable the way it sits.
I just don't know how they do that.
That's why I didn't understand adding Peter Mrazek.
Right.
It's a pretty big chunk for a backup goalie who isn't good.
I'm going to paraphrase this one here from Twitch. Buying out Justin Hall is not a great idea. He has 1 year left on his contract. Why in the world would you want to take a 1 year problem and turn it into a 4 year problem?
It would be a 2-year problem, not a 4-year problem.
Okay. Well, I'm just reading.
And it frees up $2 million right now. He is a buyout candidate. I mean, you could just stomach it another year, I guess. I don't feel like they should be stomaching it. And it frees up the space to take in Dumba to help facilitate the Dallas trade, which gets me Robertson. So there's a method to the madness. I rarely agree with Costa, but I like his plan. I also think Yzerman needs to name a new captain. Larkin is not the guy. I don't foresee that happening, but if you needed to hand the C to somebody, would you hand it to a 2-time Stanley Cup champion on the blue line that you just added? I mean, would Ekblad not be a guy who could fill the leadership void of this hockey team, whether as an alternate captain or the captain?
Yeah.
That would make sense. Great picks. Robertson adds a bit of size to that as well. Texter says, as much as I dislike Ekblad, he is the entire reason we must get him on this team. Oh, like the fact that you don't like playing against him. Exactly.
One of those guys you hate playing against, but you love him on your team.
Exactly. Whoa, Canada. 9 Canadian players and a team coached by a Canadian won the cup last night. You know why the Red Wings are so bad? 13 Americans, only 2 Canadians. It says signed Mark, but I actually think it's signed Don Cherry.
Yeah, that's not me from me, by the way. Although I do think the Red Wings could maybe use a few more Canadians. First off, Florida's winning cups because they got Matthew Tkachuk. They made a bold move a couple years ago. A bold move when I woke up the next morning and I said, I would have traded Larkin and Seider for this guy. And I was laughed at. What were you done now?
Yep.
The guy's a dog. He played with multiple injuries. It's everything the Wings locker room needs. And that's maybe my only hesitation to Robertson. I don't think you're getting that. You get that somewhere else. Maybe Ekblad brings some of that with the, you know, that's why I love the combination. You're going to do this through a trade. You're not going to go get Sam Bennett because he's going to bust the bank now that he won the Conn Smythe on an expiring contract. I do wonder if Ekblad would come here. I'm like scratching my head a little bit. If I'm here, why would I come here?
Well, I think he's publicly said he loves Florida. He was drafted there. He spent his whole career there. He's been part of the rise from the ashes to cups, plural. The reason if he was ever going to leave, it'd be a team he grew up rooting for. And we have to pay him accordingly. We're not going to get a discount, Yzerman. You're going to have to pay the market rate to get these guys.
Yeah. The intriguing thing about Robertson is that he's still got a little room to be better.
At 25,
he's 25. And I really like the combination of him and Raymond.
Yeah.
At their ages and what you're looking at in a few years.
And how about this? I know we got people in this fan base that don't believe Dylan Larkin's good enough. With Four Nations, when you put good players around him, he looked a lot better. If he's centering a line with Lucas Raymond and Jason Robertson, that's the best you're going to get out of Dylan Larkin.
But I also think there's question as to, does that need to be addressed as well this offseason? Like, I am in the camp that I would include Larkin in certain deals, potentially.
I'm not telling you anybody's untouchable on a team that's scuffling and can't even make the playoffs.
Right. It all depends on what you're going to get back, because you still need somebody you need more than one center.
Well, and I think that's the exercise that I did my best. The reality is I can't fill out the entire roster. I can't get you a goalie and another center and another winger and another blue line. Like, there's only so much that can be done in one offseason.
And although I have my thoughts on Larkin and I question a lot, I do understand what you're saying in terms of Raymond and Robertson being on both sides and being one wingers, you know, a one left wing, a one right wing, and then you can afford a two center in the middle.
And Casper may be the two center, too, by the way. He came on really strong at the end of last season. It's 97-1.
Hey, in sports, when you're sidelined by an injury, and I can tell you this firsthand, it certainly is personal. The same goes for life. That's where personal injury attorney David Femeninio steps in. And trust me, after an accident, you need an attorney who's going to make it personal, and that someone is David Femeninio. He uses the slogan, get David, get paid. It's not just a slogan. It's a promise to take care of you. And if you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell him to call David Femeninio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Two homer night. John, you said we've secured our headliner for the end of the hour. We have an agreement from Stoney to do Woe Canada?
Yes, we do.
Okay, good.
So yeah, crosstalk we will have, and so when this happens, I was made to promise not to make eye contact with Stoney because apparently I start laughing and then he can't finish. So I will do my best to keep my composure.
So for people who want the numbers on it, a lot of people at the station obsessed with Canada's drought. Stoney's not the only one. Rieger pointed out it's been over 11,000 days since a Canadian team won the cup. 1993, the last time it happened.
Yeah.
Woe Canada, live rendition, end of the hour. Javi Baez, the two-homer day, the bump and shindig afterwards, balloons celebrating 10 years of service time. Really a chance to celebrate the turnaround that is Javi Baez, the best story on the best team in baseball. It's June, no longer early, and he has an OPS right about 800. That's not, oh, we have to find a way to get him in at the bottom of the lineup. That's a real contributor. That's a guy who's a borderline all-star. And the story's crazy because everybody wanted him bought out, rightfully so. Mm-hmm. Fans hated him. If you would have given them a chance to line up and fist fight Javi Baez, people would have gone up and down Woodward. And now you want to embrace him. And I'm not judging anybody for it. This is what happens when you perform. The city embraces you. And he's feeding off of it. That clubhouse is feeding off of his play. He's been the ultimate team guy, bouncing around infield and outfield. It's the best story on this team.
It is. And with where this fan base was and the suffering that this fan base had over 3 years of watching him walk to the plate and just be so ineffective and in big moments. And then it was errors in the field. Like it was, we had talked about the worst contract, the worst free agent signing, the worst of everything in Detroit sports history.
Yep.
And now we're talking about might be one of the best turnarounds for an individual in Detroit sports history.
Yeah, he's pacing to have a 20 home run season. It's not the 30 that he peaked with in Chicago, but the fact that he could be 80% of the player that he was with the Cubs.
Right.
For a team that we've talked about how important getting a bat in the infield is.
Well, and how much flexibility he's given this team.
Yep.
In being able to play center, third, short, second.
Yeah.
And doing it at a good level. I'm not going to say elite level,
No. But
at a really good level. He has gone out there and given some juice to this team. He's provided them defense, and honestly, he's been really good at the plate too.
The story of Javier. The story of the Tigers.
It's really remarkable because the other stories that we talk about are obviously Spencer Torkelson.
Yeah, and Torque had his doubters. But the Javi thing was another level.
Right, because at some point, at least in a Tigers uniform, we had seen 2 years ago, Spencer Torkelson hit 31 home runs.
And he was young to where some people said, I'm not quite ready to give up on him.
Yeah.
Javi in your 30s, when it looks like Father Time has had his way.
Yeah. Whether it's injuries, whether it's, and who knows what it was.
Yeah.
And the one that always kind of irritated me was when people said, well, he doesn't want to play. He doesn't want to be, but it doesn't look like he... I never got that feeling from him. I always felt like he was trying. It just wasn't happening. And when you're trying and it's not happening, at that point you're like, well, what else can be done?
Updated weather forecast for tonight, John?
Yeah.
45% chance of thunderstorms.
Oh, 55% chance of nothing.
Why don't you want us to have Scooble
schemes? I'm not saying, because I want to watch Tigers play tonight. I didn't get the chance. We had Monday without him.
I know.
And now, I mean, Scooble schemes. You get two games tomorrow. Tonight we don't have any baseball or softball. I want to watch the Tigers.
Okay. Selfish.
Yeah.
Think about
whatever you want.
There's no NBA or NHL tonight either, so we'd have no game. Oh, you don't work tomorrow. That's why you.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
your problem tomorrow,
Who's
baby.
Selfish now.
And I'm looking
no
to go.
No sports and Jansen and Stoney.
Dad jokes.
Yeah.
Look, I'm planning to go and see one of the games either tonight or tomorrow, and it would make the decision for me if it's Scooble Skeens. So if they could get this thing rained out well enough in advance and set this up, AJ and Don Kelly get together, shake on it, give us the matchup. Come on, deliver.
If it does get rained out, I think there's a good chance that you get that matchup in game one.
Good.
I really do. I mean, why would they want Skeens to sit around all day just to pitch the second game?
Yeah, get them out there.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Let's see. A Detroit teacher and track coach is on leave and is now facing criminal sexual conduct charges after prosecutors say he groomed a cognitively delayed student. Oh, 54-year-old Nathan Tedford is charged with two counts of fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct involving coercion. This teacher, who was teaching at East English Village Prep Academy, allegedly lured an 18-year-old student to his home, claiming that he could provide chiropractic treatment. But I'm guessing that's not exactly what he was providing. The student later confided in his girlfriend and his mother about what happened, prompting this criminal investigation. This teacher was given a $30,000 cash bond, will be in court today. Police do say no additional victims are known at this time, but they're encouraging and urging parents to talk to their children and obviously come forward if they need to. Major League Baseball unveiled its uniforms for the 2025 All-Star Weekend on Monday, but there's kind of a twist. Players won't be wearing them during the All-Star Game. So instead, players will wear their primary home and road jerseys during the game, and the new All-Star uniforms will be worn during the Gatorade workout and the Home Run Derby.
Okay.
But you can go and check them out. They use like the same lettering as the Atlanta Braves. The AL, the NL appears on the left chest of the uniform. One's like a lighter shade of blue. One's more of a darker blue.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people like that they wear their own uniforms in the game.
So. Yeah.
All things considered, these aren't that bad though for the Home Run Derby.
I know,
some of these All-Star jerseys have been disaster. These are okay.
They're fine.
And it's in Atlanta, so pay homage.
Yes, yeah, I get it. Tyler Perry is being sued for sexual harassment by an actor on one of his shows, actually two of his shows, The Oval and Ruthless. This man, Derek Dixon, claims that Perry made several unwanted sexual advances towards him beginning in 2021. And you can read all about his claims. Once he said he was pinned against the wall and groped by Perry. He said one time Perry snuck into his bed with him, and the other time he forcibly pulled off all of his clothing. And he says it's been going on for years, and he wants at least $260 million. Perry, of course, through his attorney, is saying this is all fabricated, and in fact, it's a whole scam. This guy was getting close to Perry in order to set him up. A Florida man is facing criminal charges after he peed on food at a Sam's Club, damaging more than $10,000 worth of meat. Oh, this guy, it happened last month. 70-year-old man, Patrick Mitchell, was charged with the disorderly conduct and criminal mischief. He was caught in the act by another shopper who snapped a photo of this guy just peeing on like pallets of, I think it was Spam and something else. Anyway, this guy, the witness, shared the photos with the employees. And it turns out through video surveillance, this guy peed, I think it was aisle 18, then continued to shop for about 10 more minutes, bought an item, and then went home.
Finished shopping.
I mean, they have a ton of restrooms in these big stores that he easily could have gotten to, but decided not to, I guess.
Okay.
Potholes. They're everywhere. We've all experienced them, and they're all over the country, not just here in Michigan. Yeah. There's one town in Pennsylvania that has decided to launch a unique new program to get them fixed. And it's called
potholes.
Yeah, to get the potholes fixed.
Oh, okay.
It's called Fill My Hole. And the Fill My Hole program makes it easier than ever for residents to report potholes electronically. You just go online, submit a road hazard, and then once you're...
Do you have to give your address or where it is?
Where it's
located. Yes, here I'm here, fill my hole.
Exactly. And then once it's received, they say crews ensure that your hole will be filled quickly within 48 hours.
What if there's multiple?
Well, they'll do their best to fill them all.
We'll have to get to work. I want you guys listening to guess who found this news story. I'll give you one guess.
Can you imagine being a part of that? Whether it's a city council. And so what are we going to name this little thing that we got
project.
Going on? Yeah, this project. I don't know. Hey, I fill my hole.
Sounds good. Let's run with it.
There's no one in that city with a sense of humor. Like, did they not see this?
Oh, no.
I think they have a sense of humor.
Yes, I think that they... I think they're well aware of what they're doing.
The website is fillmyhole.com.
Oh, I don't know if I would say that.
Type that one in.
No, I would not type that in.
Okay.
Why don't you go in Jimmy's office?
No.
Use his computer.
Use the solo room for that. Millersburg.
Okay.
PA.org/streets. Do not go to the one you
Okay, I thought that's what you said. Don't do that, especially not on a work computer.
I didn't look it up on the web on their website. It says their logo is Fill My Hole.
All holes,
no waiting. I mean, you're talking about, I mean, they're instant.
They said as quick as possible. Quickly and carefully.
Quickly and carefully. Carefully, yes. We're already in news.
You can't segue out of news into more news. Anyway, coming up next, you may have noticed something on your commute into work today. Wasn't potholes. 97.1.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sorry, I was talking Iserplan with Stoney. He'll be in the midday show with Doug Karsh today.
Well, Iserplan or Wiserplan?
Well, that's the debate, right? If you missed it, go back, Odyssey Rewind. You're going to want to stay tuned for his live rendition of Woe Canada as yet another Canadian team failed to win the Stanley Cup. All right, on your way into work today, you may have noticed something. On your way onto the highway, if you were driving on 96, what are we calling this? What's the term?
It's the
ramp metering, right?
Yes, ramp metering, where there's a stoplight, basically at the on the entrance ramp when you're getting onto the highway, and it is okay. It's not going to be breaking news. Red means stop. Green means go.
What if it's yellow, John?
That means proceed with caution.
Okay.
All right. I mean, it's the driver's ed
101. We're reinventing the wheel here.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so there are. It's basically for you mentioned it on 96. From Novi, basically the 12 Oaks Mall area, to Milford, the Milford exits.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to speed up traffic a little bit in congested times. Also trying to make it safer for people to merge and get on. And our question is, have you experienced it this morning? What's it like? Are you for the metering or against? Have you ever experienced this outside of the Metro Detroit area?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
people around the country, it's in a number of different places.
Where Arizona, California, Denver, Colorado, Minneapolis, and Minnesota. I know Chicago's got some of this.
Yeah.
In theory, it's going to help out with congestion. It's going to be safer, fewer accidents, help with congestion.
Yes.
That's the same logic with the zipper merge, and we know how much people here fight that.
Yes.
It's the concept of roundabouts, and we know people here still can't figure them out. So, John, I'm of the belief, sure, makes sense on paper. I have no faith in our drivers.
This one seems very simple. I don't think it's difficult to follow.
Yeah, but it's a guy going, I don't need to slow down. If I need to speed up to get on the highway, I'm going to ignore this stupid light. Or the guy in the right lane on the highway, I'm not going to let you in. I got places to be. Now we have more congestion on the on-ramp. Hey, the light turned green. I tried to go two cars instead of one at a time. Now we've got... Sure, if we all follow the rules, everything will go great. Have you interacted with society? I mean, it doesn't always work that way.
No, it doesn't. But the majority of people are going to follow the rules. They're going to follow the rules of the road. Nobody wants a ticket.
Is this currently a problem? Like, is this something we need? Because I think we're going to create problems.
Do you guys know these on-ramps? Like, I wonder why these locations were chosen.
That's a good question.
Well, I think they were chosen... I'm going to speculate here.
Sure.
I think they were chosen because this area was just finished construction.
Okay.
And so I think this is probably the first opportunity that they had to implement this. And if it works, I mean, we all know 696 is shut down. It's a high congestion area at times during the day, whether it's east or west. I wouldn't be surprised if it works here. They implement it there. Maybe on 75 where there's some congestion. They've already tried the HOV lane on 75. I don't travel 75 very often, so I don't know how well that's working.
That. I will not probably experience this. It's more on my side of town. Way. Yeah. HOV lanes I've seen, usually not in the hours they're actually in use. I think it's between 6 and 9 and 3 to 6 is when, otherwise you can just drive in the HOV lane
without
that, between those times, which is what I've normally done. But I don't see the problem with the HOV lanes. I think it's fine. But
how do you feel about these, the meter ramps?
I don't love it, but I've never used one. I've never seen the effects of it. So I think I need to experience first, right? My gut instinct is like, oh, I don't think this is going to go over well. But
I think once people get used to it, I don't know what the numbers say or the research that says whether this is going to work or not. I've been in areas where, like out in California, you see this all over the place. We all, have heard about traffic there, congestion there. It seems like it's super easy to follow. And again, I don't know if they didn't have it, would it be worse?
I think the concept is probably super easy, but will people actually do it?
Follow it.
That's my concern. Let's get to Bob in Commerce. Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, sir? Hey, what they fail to talk about on this ramping business and when it's busy, et cetera, they just spent a whole lot of money expanding another lane in that same area that they constantly only want to use it very limited. It's got a big red X, and they won't turn that lane on, which would allow the traffic when it's busy, as they're telling you, to just kind of mosey over and leave that lane of entrance a bit more viable.
Well, I think correct me if I'm wrong, I don't travel that on a daily basis. I get over there every once in a while. It sounds like you're over there. When it's high travel times, isn't that lane supposed to be open for them to be able for drivers to use?
They're still practicing that. They don't give it the time it needs. And don't get me wrong, what's wrong with having that lane open the full time?
Right.
I you spend the same money on 23 going, out here from 59 all the way down to Ann Arbor. You spend all that money on a lane for traffic.
And then you don't use it.
What's the difference if it's used different times?
That was going to be my question. Yeah, it should never be red X. It should always be open.
Yeah. Bob, I'm 100% with you. I don't understand that concept. And nobody's been ever able to tell me why at noon on a Saturday when there is no traffic, why are you not allowed to use that lane?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But there, everybody's talking about this on and off ramp. I said, just open up this lane like it should be, and you won't have that crowdedness.
Certainly help. Howard in West Bloomfield, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning. So I spend the winters in Scottsdale, Arizona for many years and have been experienced those traffic timers, and they absolutely are value added and keep the traffic running smoothly. And I would compare them to like the roundabouts. People never like the roundabouts, but they increase the flow of traffic tremendously once people get used to it. So I'm all for them.
Oh, I'm pro roundabout. I think roundabouts stop us from unnecessary
stoppage. Yeah.
But with roundabouts, have you seen people who get to them and have no idea what to do?
I told you the other day, right? Somebody just stopped mid roundabout to try to let me go. It's like, oh my gosh.
No, I'll wait. Yes. You go.
You go, sir. Go.
You're already going through the roundabout.
What are you doing?
You're going to get us in an accident unnecessarily. Yes. What is supposed to be good is now bad.
So did you actually yell at them, stop being nice to me?
I said, I was just yelling, go, go. I'm not going because you're clearly an idiot and you're not going to hit me. Go, go. And he just sat there like an idiot does. Eventually he went.
Once again, we are trying to fix a problem that doesn't exist. This is a dumb idea, Sparky in Trenton. But people swear by it. I have a buddy who experienced it in South Carolina, lights and merging. He said it works really well. We have ramp metering in Arizona. Phenomenal. Keeps traffic flowing.
Everyone, there's a lot of people from Arizona who said that it is awesome.
The ramp issue wouldn't be a problem if people would get out of the right lane so people could merge at will. It's selfish people who have zero care about anybody that are the problem.
Well, as you're traveling east and you're getting closer to where you have to get off onto 275, 5, or stay on 96, or get on 696, that right lane gets a little congested because you have to be over the right two lane to get off on 275.
248-539-9797. We have one simple plea from the ticket texter.
What's that?
Please no singing from Stoney today. Wilson and Macomb. I'm sorry. We've already made promises.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We've already booked him. There's a fee and everything. Can't turn back now.
No, we're going to have it. And it'll probably be right around 9:55-ish.
Oh, he'll be itching. He'll be in here.
Oh, it's appointment radio. I know. It's appointment radio.
Tom hates this. You've worked with Stoney so long. You're like, this is the worst part of Stoney is the singing. Yeah. It's Stoney's imperfections that make him Stoney.
Is it just
except this one?
The Whoa Canada. You like Whoa Canada?
No, it's singing in general. He butchered Enter Sandman,
and that just that turned you off to him.
Called him the Wu Tu Kling.
Hey, we're not
sing
any
either.
We're not
we
better.
We stopped doing it.
Well, I didn't promise to stop doing it. All right, we'll get to that. Wrap up the show next. 97.1.
Hey, you woke up this morning, started to get dressed. You thought, man, these clothes. A little bit tighter than they used to be. Man, I don't feel like being in pictures. We got picture season coming up, whether it's graduation season, summer, you just want to be outside having fun, you want to lose a little bit of weight, want to feel a little bit better about yourself. Picture yourself in the next 40 days being down 40 pounds. Well, it's a reality with Ideal You. That's right. You can lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. And I know the program really works because I lost 50 pounds in those 40 days. With Ideal You, and I know it continues to work because I'm 3 years in and I've been able to not just keep the weight off, but I've actually lost some more weight. Book today. Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. That's $150 value, absolutely free. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us. Ideal You is different than other weight loss companies because it works and it works fast. Lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days and be happy getting into your swimsuit, taking pictures, whatever it is that you want to do, just simply feeling good about yourself again, book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us to get your body composition analysis. $150 value, absolutely free.
Ramp metering. It's coming to Michigan.
It's here.
As of today, it's here, and it's. I would assume it's going to grow, John. In theory, it's going to help with congestion during busy rush hour.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a little stoplight on the on-ramp before you get on the highway.
Yeah, and I think the one concern everybody has is, well, it sounds like that. Like, wait a second, I got to get up to speed. They're using it during high travel times, so you're not going to have people going 75 miles an hour, 80 miles an hour, that you're merging with. Chances are you're going to be going from 0 to 30, 35, and maybe that might be generous.
Got a lot of truck drivers that listen, and some are voicing concerns. It might be okay for cars, but there's going to be a huge problem when a gravel truck tries to stop and start. It's going to take half a mile to get back up to speed. That's John in a semi.
I get that. Yeah.
You have semi stopping, going slower than before the merge. This is going to go horribly. Milwaukee Burbs have these. It's annoying. They didn't help congestion. That's Steve in downtown Detroit. People skeptical about this. When there was horse and buggy, it was never an issue. I say go back, Nolan in a car. Jay in Ann Arbor, you guys are babies. They have these on-ramp lights in many big cities. I grew up in Chicago. This is totally normal, and it's going to be great.
You know, I don't remember. I mean, it's... saying I didn't notice him in Chicago. I just don't remember him in Chicago. Every time I've ever done it, it's always been out in like L.A.
It's been forever since I've drove in Chicago.
I mean,
usually train or whatever, you know, their plane flying into Chicago or whatever. Yeah. But the horse and buggy thing, that's why we don't deal with this stuff down at Tecumseh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I am with the gravel hauler tax. Like, this is why I don't like this, because it's going to be those unique situations where I'm going to get frustrated because I'm just like, why can't I drive like I used to?
Why add a stop?
Yeah. Because that is going to be a bad situation. Those things, we deal with them down at Tecumseh, and they take a long time to get going.
Yes. Well, they don't have them down in Tecumseh. The metering.
The metering.
So you won't have to worry
about it. Right, not the metering, but gravel haulers, once in a while, will take our roads, like if there's a freeway closure, like far away and stuff, they take the side roads.
But this is...
Dirt side roads.
But roads we could see this on, right? So right now it's basically 12 Oaks going west.
Yeah.
And people coming
to Milford
east.
Exits. Yeah. And coming east, vice versa.
So 96, but this could happen on 696, 275, 75, 94.
Sure, I could see it in a lot of areas where they have congestion,
right?
If it works, if it makes traffic better, traffic sucks. It really does.
You put it well. If you start seeing that you're saving real time in your morning commute.
We all are creatures of habit. And if you leave at the same time every single day, you follow the same path, you do the same thing. It's what I do. And I don't have to worry about it because it's, you know, 4 a.m.
Yeah, nobody's on the road.
But if you leave the house at 7:30 and you pull into the office at 7:55, but now with these, after everybody gets used to it and there's a break-in period, all of a sudden you find yourself getting there at 7:50, 7:48. Like, you're saving 5-7 minutes.
Gold for someone in the morning. That's sleep. That's a second to decompress. That's getting another extra bite of coffee. Food.
Because the coffee will make you live longer. So
as long as it's black.
Yes, no, as long as it's black. So, yeah, sugar. I mean, think about it. The metering may actually help you live longer if it allows you to get that extra cup of coffee.
Tying it all together. Mm-hmm. Speaking of tying it all together, we opened the show.
Oh, yes.
We mentioned that Canada, once again, no cup. Sorry, Edmonton. Sorry, neighbors to the north.
What's up, boys?
Stoney.
God, do I love the
fun. And Heather.
And girl.
I know. What? It's like saying guys, you know?
He means it, you know, just as but a
guys,
catch-all.
Guys is a catch-all. Boys, not so much catch-all.
Men and Heather.
So.
Oh, no. Did you really make that into a joke? I thought we were better than that, Greg.
Wow.
What city is that in?
Somewhere in Pennsylvania. Somewhere in Pennsylvania. Millersburg.
Yes.
They have a pothole program. What is it called?
It's called...
Well, you know, the drop tournament is July 16th, so we have a late entry. We
Cinderella run coming. Uh-huh.
Wow. God, the Florida Panthers. It's hard to love a team. I wouldn't say love, but admire a team that's in the division of your favorite team. You know what I mean? But they do it the right way, the way hockey is meant to be.
Yeah, they are a heavy, tough. They grind you down.
And they have a great goalie, something that we don't have either.
Yeah, it's the one thing that wasn't in my wiser plan.
Yeah, I mean, that's
well, you can't fix it all in 1 year, as
I
you know. Mentioned.
I understand
you can only fill
that.
So many holes.
And believe me, my friends in Philly said, yeah, we chose letting Bobrovsky go for Brzgalov.
Yikes.
Who was a...
He's kind of a head case.
Mental case.
Yes.
Yes, if you remember watching the HBO thing when he was singing songs and stuff like that.
Goalies are weird, man.
I know. Yes, they are.
So do we do this with music?
No.
No, this is a cappella.
No, this is and I have a follower on Twitter named Frank V, who
Twitter?
gave me his own version, and it's very similar to mine, so I took the best of both.
Okay.
And incorporated into this year's
version.
Oh,
this is the Stoney's version. This year's. Okay. All right. All right.
A few different words.
I've been told not to make eye contact.
Yes, I know, because I'll start to laugh. All right. Here we go. Are you ready? Whoa, Canada. It happened once again. 32 years. When will you win again? The last time you won, I was 34, and McJesus wasn't born. Since 93, it's the same ending. The true North hearts are torn. God keep your land. Stanley Cup and tariff free. Whoa, Canada, it's been since 93. Whoa, Canada, no Stanley Cup for thee.
That was great.
Thank you very much.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you.
He delivered.
I've been looking forward to that for some time.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.